Second parak of Gittin, second mission. Nechtav b'yoyim v'nechtav b'yoyim. It was written and signed the same day, even at different hours. B'layla v'nechtav b'layla, written and signed the same night. B'layla nechtav b'yoyim, even if it was written the night, signed the day, it's still the same halachic day, and therefore it's kosher. Because it's not a predated document. But b'yoyim v'nechtav b'layla, if it's written in the daytime and signed at night, so the date is preceding when it was actually signed and given over, and therefore it's possible because a predated get is possible. We are concerned that there'll be a loss. People will lose that. Why? Because the husband's entitled to eat the fruit of her property till a divorce. He sold the fruit of the property on, let's say, Rosh Chodesh. The date on the document also says Rosh Chodesh, but really it was given over the day after Rosh Chodesh. So she's going to say that he didn't have the right to eat the fruit or sell the fruit. And the truth was that he does have right, because technically the get only took effect a day later. So therefore we're going to cause the husband and the people that buy from the husband to lose out illegally, because they really are entitled to this fruit, and the document looks like they already lost it. So therefore we pass on the document. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says no. Why? Because he holds that from the time he wrote the get, even before it was signed and given over, the husband already loses his rights to the fruit. So Mimele, he has nothing to lose. Rabbi Shimon Oymer called Gittin Shenichel B'Yom Yechel B'Layla P'sulin. He said in other cases, if it's predated, it is possible because it's a shtar of a loan. It's possible because the lien on the property is going to be a day early, which is unfair. That over there, he says, there's nothing to lose because a get nashim is not a property, changing a property. A woman is a woman. No one's buying the woman. The only difference is whether the husband loses his fruits, his right to the fruits a day earlier than it really was. Since Reb Shimon holds that the husband loses his right to the fruit of his wife from the day the get is written, even though it was not yet signed and given over, so there's no cheating going on because it was written the day before, and so the date on it is the day that the husband lost his rights to the fruit. Divorce was a day too late. Who cares? He already lost his right to the fruit from that previous day.